You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Bad weather kept a lot of us inside this weekend, bringing everything from severe thunderstorms to ice, sleet, and snow. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Any ice storm over the weekend caused nearly 69,000 power outages across northeast Wisconsin, with Langlade, Forest, and Florence counties experiencing the most widespread loss of power. But outages spanned from Appleton and Stevens Point north to Lake Superior. The rain began freezing Saturday and then switched to snow Sunday. The added weight of ice and snow on power lines caused them to fail.
With all the rain and fast-melting snow, rivers are rising. The Wood County Health Department reminds us that over half of all flood-related drownings happen when a vehicle is driven into floodwater. The next highest death statistic related to drowning in floodwaters is people walking into or near flooded areas. It's easy to underestimate the force and power of water. Stay out of floodwaters. Turn around. Don't drown. First responders in southeastern Wisconsin are testing out a program that could eventually save lives statewide. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee County has taken a big step forward in emergency medical care. What's called a whole blood pilot program is underway, allowing paramedics to give blood transfusions to trauma patients in the field. The initiative involves several fire departments across the county, and it's already helped a gunshot victim. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the program is another example of the innovation embraced by Milwaukee's first responders.
There is still time to take the survey for the City of Wisconsin Rapids. City government officials want to hear from you on what you think the priorities in the city should be. You have until April 1st at noon to fill out the survey. Bird flu is still spreading. If you keep chickens or other fowl, you should take steps to defend your flock. The Wood County Health Department recommends keeping your birds in fully enclosed areas. Wash or sanitize your hands before and after handling your birds or moving them between coops. Make sure the food, water, equipment, and other supplies are secure from wild birds or other animals. You should also limit contact with visitors. Don't let them touch your birds, and you should avoid visiting other flocks. Finally, watch for illness in your flock. If you have a sick bird, contact your vet before bringing them in. What recourse do voters have when they see democracy threatened? Lisa Hale has details of a nonpartisan group that is pushing back.
Following the lead of the U.S. League of Women Voters, Northeast Wisconsin chapters of the nonpartisan organization are calling on voters to contact their legislators and demand they protect citizens and the Constitution from what they call a power grab by the executive branch of government. Margie Davey, president of the LWV of Winnebago County.
While Congress, the executive branch, and the courts each have balanced powers within our constitutional system, it is us, the people, who have the ultimate authority to protect our democracy. We must fight for it and demand that our congressional representatives uphold the rule of law and protect our constitutional rights.
The LWV held a press conference Tuesday to encourage voters to contact their elected leaders and protest actions they view as unconstitutional and a danger to democracy.
There's a job fair in Wisconsin Rapids on April 2nd. The Careers Unlimited Job Fair is on Wednesday this week. Organized by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, the job fair will be at Lincoln High School. The general public is invited to attend from 3 to 5 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' home opener going on today at American Family Field against the Kansas City Royals. Now, last year, the Brewers never lost more than three games in a row all season. Today, they're coming into the game at 0-3 after being swept over the weekend in New York. The Yankees winning yesterday 12-3. NBA, the Bucks losing at home last night to the Hawks, 145-124. Giannis says he needs to do a better job on defense.
I got to be, you know, have more urgency there. Like, I got to protect my basket first, you know. If I don't pick up my man, I got to pick up that guy. So that's the mentality as a team that we have to be better transition defense team. We're going to watch film tomorrow. We're going to walk through it. We're going to play through it, and we're going to be better.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I love this team, and I'm going to keep saying that. I don't love how we're playing right now, and we have to get it back. We have to get guys to see what we see, and we will.
At Doc Rivers with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Corey Feldman has had a rough ride since childhood stardom. The Goonies actor recently appeared on Billy Corgan's The Magnificent Others podcast and claimed he was supposed to have Leonardo DiCaprio's role in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. But Johnny Depp told the producers he was a junkie. Feldman has admitted to having a heroin problem after he was sexually abused as a child, but said at the time of the Gilbert Grape incident, he was completely sober. Ouch. If you can't get enough of the Paul brothers, Jake and Logan, you might want to re-examine some things in your life. But if you're committed to these two trust fund darlings, definitely check out their new show on Max called Paul American. Actually, kind of a catchy title. The New York Post is calling it a series that pulls back the curtain on the lives of the brothers Paul. But we'll still manage to show you only what they want you to see. Paul American is now available to stream on Max. It's always fun when a showbiz relic is discovered, especially when it involves the Beatles. The New York Post reports that Vancouver record store owner Rob Firth found himself in possession of a reel-to-reel demo recording of the Fab Four. At first, he thought it was just a bootleg copy, but as it turns out, it was an original audition 15-song recording the Beatles made, which still sounds as crisp as it did back in 1962. He says he has no plans to sell his buried treasure. Making it even more unique is that Ringo wasn't even in the band yet, and their drummer was still Pete Best. Here's one of Pete's picks. The show Adolescence on Netflix is the hottest show on pretty much every streaming platform. The show about a 13-year-old UK schoolboy who was accused of murdering a fellow student is well-written, incredibly well-acted, and has a great style where each episode is basically a one-camera shot. Sounds tedious, but it is paying off, and so far, I recommend it. Bill Murray had some interesting things to say last Tuesday on The Howard Stern Show. The actor said he regretted turning down a role offered to him by Clint Eastwood. Later in the interview, Murray said he was surprised he didn't win the Academy Award for Lost in Translation in 2004 because he had won all the other awards that year and expected to win the Oscar. Murray won the Golden Globe, the BAFTA, and the Independent Spirit Award, but it was Sean Penn who took home Best Actor for Mystic River at the 76th Annual Oscars. I'm a Sean Penn fan, but thought Murray should have won too. Murray was brilliant in the role in which he portrayed an aging movie actor. Lost in Translation was also nominated for Best Director, Best Picture, and Best Screenplay. Sofia Coppola, who directed the film, did take home the Oscar for Best Screenplay. If you haven't seen Lost in Translation, check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We get a little bit of a break today before our next system rolls in and brings more rain and snow late tomorrow night through much of Wednesday. Today, sunshine, upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 19. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, increasing clouds with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.